Thank you for waiting, Elizabeth Beatty, our Asia correspondent with us from Hong Kong, our correspondent today. Hello, Elizabeth.
Morning, Catherine.
Could we begin with North Korea's Kim Jong-un? Are we getting any closer to what's going on here?
I mean, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I don't think we are at this stage. So North Korea's Kim Jong-un has been noticeably absent from public life recently, which has prompted this kind of international speculation that he may be unwell or undergoing surgery, as I'm sure you've been reading about. He recently didn't attend a key state anniversary event on April the 15th, and this kind of first prompted this speculation around his health and what his condition might be. And since his noticeable absence, he hasn't emerged on state broadcast or state media since. So South Korean media have suggested he may be sheltering from the coronavirus outbreak. But this is also interesting as North Korea is officially not reported any cases of coronavirus. They've officially said they've had zero cases. But of course, many analysts are highly suspicious of this claim. So experts say that Kim has disappeared from state media coverage before, and they've emphasized that gaining accurate information from North Korea is very difficult. More recently, South Korean officials have come out and said they haven't detected any unusual movements in North Korea. And a top foreign policy advisor in South Korea has told media the government's position was firm. You know, Kim Jong-un is alive and well. But US President Donald Trump has kind of added to the confusion, telling reporters this week that he had a very good idea about Kim's condition. But then moments later, he appeared to contradict himself, saying nobody knows where he is. So this kind of intense media speculation has continued very much.
Yes, and we await to see what the outcome is. Let's look at something that's right in your neighbourhood. There have been protests and arrests in Hong Kong. Is this the pro-democracy protests up and running again?
That's right. We have seen the return of protests in Hong Kong recently. So last month, the events are kind of prompted this is last month we saw sweeping arrests of 15 pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong, and among those arrested were two prominent figures. One was 81-year-old Martin Lee, who's sometimes referred to as Hong Kong's father of democracy, and he was a founding member of the city's Democratic Party. And the other was 71-year-old media magnate named Jimmy Lai, and they've both been accused of participating in illegal assemblies last year. And I recently spoke to Martin Lee, and he told me he could sense that police would arrest him after Jimmy Lai, who was earlier arrested. And he felt that many pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong would be disillusioned by someone like him being arrested. And this is someone who's always protested peacefully and very much doesn't advocate violence. And now since then, we've also seen two journalists be arrested when they were carrying out investigative work around a senior police officer. So all these kind of events came together and culminated in protests. And this week we saw protests in two malls in Hong Kong. And these were shut down by a large police presence who officially said they were halted because they breached Hong Kong's social distancing measures. Hong Kong currently has a rule in place that precludes gatherings of more than four individuals. And many were quick to kind of point out the irony of deploying vast numbers of officers to enforce these social distancing measures. But based on earlier cases, it's highly likely this protest would have been shut down even without those measures in place, as it would have been treated as an illegal assembly or a protest without a permit.
And finally, what is happening in India? They're on the search, are they, or have they restricted foreign investment coming from companies? Is this being worried about opportunistic takeovers during the COVID-19 situation?
Yes, very much so. So, the coronavirus outbreak is crippling economies kind of around the world. India has restricted foreign investment coming from companies in neighbouring countries in a bid to kind of, like you said, avoid this opportunistic takeover or acquisitions during the outbreak. The Indian government has not specifically singled out China, but the motivation does appear to be concern that Chinese state-backed entities may buy up Indian companies that may be struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. So this policy kind of also feeds into broader concerns about the nature of investment from China and the lack of transparency around company structures and ownership. And Australia has also rolled out measures that target foreign investors across the board. And they're also they've also done this with the intention of mitigating against business takeovers during the outbreak, particularly when companies may be in a weakened state. And of course, China does invest heavily in India. It was recently announced that China's central bank holds a 1.75% stake in India's HDFC Bank, which is the country's biggest mortgage lender. And some analysts have kind of suggested this may have prompted the new restrictions somewhat.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Really appreciate it. That is our correspondent in Asia today, Elizabeth Beattie. Elizabeth is a journalist at Thomson Reuters based in Hong Kong.